Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here with us today. The Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs will begin shortly, but I just want to share something with you before we begin official business. I am so proud that I believe this is the first time we've ever had the flags representing all branches of service. Senators, we've never done that. So I've requested it, and even to the point where I said I would buy them. I just need my flags up here because we're here to honor our men and women in uniform and those who've served this great country. So with that, I'd like to ask in the audience for all our veterans to please stand and be recognized. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and please, Senator Tom Arnold, would you please stand me? So, and I thank you for being here. If I had it my way, we'd have the marching band outside.
Well, let me, Mr. Chair, if I could make a suggestion that before any bill is presented, that the author have to pick one service and sing their service song, or at least a few bars of their service song before presentation.
That would be good.
That'd be
right?
A rule change.
But not with my voice, I'm telling you. Well, we'd be in trouble. But anyway, once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. We are, I think, the best committee throughout the entire state of California, because we are blessed to be able to honor those of you who've served this great country, and we're all working hard to make sure we acknowledge your service and to also bring to light some of the things that are important to you, the issues that pertain to your branch of service or just any one of you who has suffered in military service. And we're here to acknowledge your service and thank you again. So let's go ahead and begin with the roll call. And Madam Secretary?
Yes, sir. Archuleta?
Here.
Grove? Hurtado?
Here.
Nielsen?
Here.
Roth? Umberg?
Here.
Wilk?
Present.
We've got a quorum.
And we have a quorum, ladies and gentlemen, so then we can go to work. So we have four bills to look at. So let's go ahead and start with the very first one, which is AB 240, is the representative here. Okay, thank you. Member Irwin, would you please present AB 240? And thank you for your service.
I appreciate you bringing the flags up, but I will absolutely not be singing. So good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Last year, I requested an audit of leases and other uses of the real property at the California Veterans Homes. That audit was released early this year and found that in violation of the law, leases had been granted terms that were too long and did not provide a benefit to the homes and did not appropriately compensate the state. Additionally, a number of other inappropriate uses of the home property came to light. This bill would make law out of the auditor's chief recommendations for improving lease terms and ensuring that the uses of the property provide a benefit to the residents of the homes and are consistent with their purposes. The bill would strengthen and clarify existing law limiting the leases to 5 years while granting some desired flexibility for public agencies and for nonprofits that are providing services exclusively to veterans and their families. Recognizing the way the Yountville home in particular is a significant community members whose uses evolved organically over many years, this bill also provides a framework for legally granting longer-term leases, provided there is legislative approval. An additional provision will provide some incentive for lessees with the longest terms, which currently have the state locked up for decades, to open up to renegotiate their contracts to provide fairer terms to the homes without being forced to give up the length of their contracts, which analysis has already found the state may not unilaterally break. This bill strengthens existing standards by requiring that a given use provides a substantial and direct benefit to the homes and its members and does not subvert the home's function as long-term care facilities. We've been working hard to strike the right balance between granting flexibility under the law that acknowledges long-standing agreements and creating a rigorous standard that ensures that the homes are operated principally for the benefit of California veterans. And this bill does that.
Thank you. And you have a witness? You may present your witness.
He's just here for support.
Okay, good. So with that, I'd like to kind of backtrack just a little bit, because I know we've had a couple of senators come in. Would you?
I don't need to call the roll again.
You don't need to?
No.
Okay, very good. Okay, is there anyone here in support of the bill? Please come forward.
Good afternoon, Chair members. My name is Seth Reeve with Reeve Government Relations, representing American GI Forum, California State Commanders Veterans Council, and the Vietnam Veterans of America, all in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, members. I actually have President Reagan's favorite version of the Army song.
And you're ready.
Good. You don't want to hear it. Anyway, Commander Lorraine Justin for the American Veterans and Vets is in support of this.
Good. Very good. Thank you. Anyone else in support? Anyone in opposition? Okay. And I have a motion, and I would like to ask our senators any questions or comments to our member. No? Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Very good. Okay. Let's go ahead and go with the roll.
AB 240 do pass, but first we refer to Senate Governmental Organization. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove?
Aye.
Grove, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That passes.
Very good.
Thank you very much, senators.
James, we're almost there. Please move on.
Okay.
Chair, can I move the calendar while our dinner comes up?
You certainly may. Certainly may. We have a motion for consent. All those. The vote, please.
Okay. AB 361 do pass, but first we refer to appropriations with the recommendation to consent calendar. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove? Grove, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That passes out.
There you go. And Member Ramos, please. I believe you're ready?
Yes, we're ready.
And Member Ramos, I understand you're going to present AB 1376,
yes.
Veteran Security and Clearances. You
yes,
have the floor.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. Thank you. And thank you, Chair and members, for that. First, I will be accepting the committee amendments on AB 1376. AB 1376 assists veterans with work experience in cybersecurity to easily transition from service to employment, in which background checks are required. California colleges and universities offer a variety of workforce and educational programs to assist military personnel to obtain degrees and reach pathways to professional civilian careers. There is currently no uniform hiring system in place for employment opportunities with the state that accounts for a veteran's past experience in cybersecurity or whether he or she holds or has held a national security clearance. For these reasons, AB 1376 requires the California Department of Veteran Affairs to collaborate with specific state agencies to establish veterans' preference towards employment opportunities within the field of cybersecurity that requires a security clearance. In addition, this bill requires state agencies hiring for cybersecurity positions to establish a uniform hiring policy for veterans with security clearance backgrounds. With me today is Richard Valdez, a Marine veteran and Purple Heart recipient representing disabled American veterans, the sponsors of AB 1376, here to testify and answer any questions you may have, Mr. Chair.
Yes. With regards to 1376, I'm happy to report that since we began working on this, I've been collaborating with professors at both Cal State University San Bernardino and also Cal State University Fresno. The professor at Fresno, Professor Keith Clement, is a member of the Governor's Cybersecurity Task Force and Subcommittee Chair on Education and Workforce Development. When they put out their first report, there was no mention of veterans in it. The second report, which we're reviewing now and putting together recommendations, now has a section in it with respect to transitioning military, disabled veterans, and veterans. I see that as a plus up, and part of that is because of what we've been doing with regards to AB 1376, drawing to their attention that the veterans are a reliable and ready resource for not only academia, but government and industry, as well as Cal State University San Bernardino, Professor Tony Colson. There's now a greater visibility on their program, which is the CSU cybersecurity program, throughout the CSU system. There's now more attention and focus on transitioning veterans and disabled veterans. So we're making strides, and hopefully the Senate committee here sees that and votes accordingly. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anybody here support the bill? Please come forward. Name, unit.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. My name is Seth Reeb with Reeb Government Relations, representing American Legion and AMVETS. All in support. Thank you.
Anyone else support the bill?
John Spangler, I'm the legislative deputy with CalVet. I just wanted to make sure I understood. I think that as amended, the primary driver in terms of the department is shifts to CalHR. And so I just wanted to make sure if I'm incorrect, I just had a question.
Would you like to comment on it?
If I may?
Sure, go right ahead.
I understand what John Spangler is talking about. In fact, we had a conversation. What I see happening here is just an extension of what's currently occurring down at Camp Pendleton through the HR and with CalVet. In the way I see things materializing over time as this bill goes forward is that there'll be a union of activities that will make the pipeline and pathway much more giving more clarity for those veterans that are coming out of the service in academia, government, and industry.
Anyone else?
Thank you. I, as serving as a veteran, I know that a lot of MOSs translate into the civilian world, right? So I think, you know, instead of itemizing any of these things, I'd like to see just a whole blanket transfer of military service. MOS and quality of job performance transition into the civilian world, whether it be truck drivers, whether it be security clearances, whether it be medical professionals, judges, the JAG office, it doesn't matter. I'd like, that would be just great if we could just transition people's military experience right into the civilian world. So thank you for the bill. It's an honor to support.
Thank you. Thank you. Question, comment? Move the bill. Senator Hurtado. Go ahead. And I think you'd like to close.
Thank you. I respectfully request your aye vote.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We have a motion on the floor and call for the vote.
AB 1376 do pass as amended, but first we refer to labor, public employment, and retirement. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove? Grove, aye. Hurtado? Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
I don't know if you want to hold that open for a while.
Yeah, let's hold it open. I think he's coming back. We'll do that. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Because of the amendments.
And we'll pick up in the last vote, and all I think right. That'll do it for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee.
Thank you. So, we got Owen. Anybody else? What's next? We have AB 761 coming up. Member Nigerian, please take your seat.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators.
This bill pertains to state armories and the homeless shelters. Go right ahead.
Thank you. This bill would allow for the Department of Military to use armories as homeless shelters throughout the year when there are hazardous conditions such as extreme heat in the summer. As you are aware, California is in the middle of a crisis with homelessness. As of January 2018, California has an estimated 129,972 experiencing homelessness on any given day. as reported by Continuums of Care to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, according to the 2018 Greater Los Angeles Homeless Count, approximately 75% of Los Angeles County's 53,000 individuals experiencing homelessness were unsheltered. This presents immediate threats to the well-being and safety of those people experiencing homelessness. In LA County, the number of annual deaths of individuals experiencing homelessness has risen to 899 people just in 2018 alone. That same year, the month with the highest number of deaths was in the month of July, when 93 individuals passed away. State-owned armories have long provided a resource to communities seeking sites for emergency shelter. This bill allows any armory deemed vacant by Department of Military to be made available throughout the year for sheltering homeless persons from hazardous weather conditions. These sites could be used to save lives during hazardous weather events in the summer when homeless individuals are exposed to dangerous heat conditions. With me, I have Jeffrey Proctor from the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, as well as Chris Martin with Housing California.
Good, thank you. Present your witnesses.
Chairman Archuleta, members of the committee, thank you for the time to come before you and discuss the critical issue of homelessness facing our communities. My name is Jeffrey Proctor, and I'm the manager of system components for the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. LASA coordinates the delivery of homeless services in the Los Angeles Continuum of Care, where about 50,000 persons experience homelessness on any given night. In 2018, there were approximately 130,000 people experiencing homelessness in California. Over two-thirds, or 69%, of California's homeless population are unsheltered, sleeping on the streets, in parks, in tents, and in their cars. About 90,000 people that are exposed to the elements every night and every day. Along with that exposure come serious health risks. In Los Angeles County alone, about 900 people that were homeless died in 2018, the vast majority of whom died from unnatural deaths, according to the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. Far more people died from hypothermia in Los Angeles than in colder regions like New York or Boston. Throughout Los Angeles County and statewide, unprecedented efforts are underway to address homelessness. In Los Angeles County, voters approved Measure H, a sales tax, $350 million per year to combat homelessness. The state also approved $500 million in its 2018 budget to reduce homelessness. These strategies recognize that the only sustainable way to end homelessness is permanent housing. Supportive housing, affordable housing, rental subsidies, and transitional housing are some of the solutions that we are investing in to end homelessness. Scaling these interventions takes time, however, and barriers to permitting new interim housing persist and limit our capacity to bring new shelters online quickly. In the meantime, the health and safety of our neighbors living on the streets is an urgent crisis. We need interim housing interventions such as crisis and bridge housing to bring people indoors. State-owned armories have been a critical tool in our efforts to shelter people during the winter months. Our partnership with the California Military Department has been vital in ensuring the homeless system in Los Angeles has beds to bring people indoors and out of the rain by making use of underutilized assets. Throughout the last several years, LASA has worked with the military department to shelter people in the Sylmar, Inglewood, Pomona, and West LA armories in Los Angeles County. But there are considerable health risks in the summer months as well. According to the county coroner, the highest number of deaths of people experiencing homelessness in 2018 occurred in July, when 93 Angelenos experiencing homelessness died on the streets. Most armories, however, are only available from October 15th through April 15th per the statute. This bill would help make vacant armories available during hazardous weather. And as we approach the hottest parts of the summer months, where there are considerable health risks to our unsheltered homeless persons, the ability to provide and create new sheltering opportunities is increasingly crucial. Moreover, by using vacant armories, this bill would increase access to shelter without impinging on the National Guard's duties. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have and greatly appreciate your time and consideration of this bill.
I think Chris Martin with Housing California, as Senator Wilk has recognized, Chris Martin's also lead singer of Coldplay. This is my day job. That's my night job. I work at Housing California. We're an advocacy nonprofit focused on ending homelessness and increasing affordable housing for people whose wages are not keeping up with high housing costs, which is the number one driver of homelessness in our state. Housing California and our LASA recognize that the only sustainable way to end homelessness is through permanent housing. Statewide, several solutions to get people into permanent housing are being implemented. In 2018, this legislature allocated $500 million to the emergency aid program. And as we speak, passed on Sunday, $650 million for more aid to support interventions like permanent housing. But scaling up these interventions does take time, and meanwhile, the health and safety of our neighbors living on the street is an urgent crisis. More and more residents of our state, from families with children to seniors, are experiencing homelessness, and an alarming number of people are unsheltered, exposed to the elements day and night. Along with that exposure comes serious health risks and increased likelihood of death. State-owned armories have been a critical tool in our state's efforts to shelter people during the winter months, but there are also considerable health risks in the summer months, as the previous speaker outlined. AB 761 would help by making vacant armories available during hazardous weather. Moreover, by using vacant armories, this bill would increase access to shelter without impinging on the National Guard's duties. Housing California is proud to support AB 761 and commends the author for his work on this topic, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. And my fellow senators and audience, I'd just like to point out that the sole discretion to use the armory shall be by the Adjutant General, but it shall only be if the armory is vacant and is not used by our military personnel and the National Guard. So I emphasize that because people are asking and concerned about that, but it's only when it's deemed vacant and not in use. So with that, let me ask for anyone who is supporting the bill to come forward.
Nicole Wortelman on behalf of the Orange County Board of Supervisors also supporting.
Thank you.
Mallory Spilker with the California Apartment Association in support.
Thank you. Anyone else in support of the bill? In opposition, please come forward. If not, I have a motion to move. And any question or comment? Yes, Madam Chair, Vice Chair.
Thank you. And I'm supportive of the bill, so don't take these questions wrong. I am supportive, but I want you to think about, like, exposure. You mentioned in your opening comments that 899 people had lost their lives on the street of Los Angeles. Some, I'm sure, because of the weather, the harshness, just living on the street in poverty. But there was an article where a homeless person had shot another homeless person. Somebody had stabbed to death another homeless person. If that happens in an armory, we have an NGO. Is there an operator that operates this, or is it the armory that operates this? And if it's the armory, whose liability or exposure is that if someone dies on the premises or is medically impaired or whatever the issue is? Who's responsible? The state or who?
I can speak to how we operate our, or have historically operated the armories in Los Angeles County. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority is the joint powers of the city and county of Los Angeles. We're a government agency. We will enter into a licensing agreement with the California Military Department, which outlines our contractual requirements for how we utilize whatever space the military department makes available to us at that armory location. The contract that we have with the California Military Department has requirements that we provide on-site security 24 hours per day. There are also armory fees that we contribute in addition to having licensed security on site, where we're paying for National Guard staff to also supervise the grounds. We will enter into an agreement with a nonprofit service provider or another local municipal government.
Is there an identification clause or anything? I'm just curious. My main thing is that the putting the state on the hook for more exposure. This is a great idea,
Senator.
By the way, great idea.
If I can put your mind to ease. Currently, this program already exists between October, the months of October, all the way to April. But it's not in use between April to October. And that's all we're opening it up for, because the extreme heat conditions have started taking a toll. Previously, we were concerned primarily, given the benefits of climate in California, we were primarily concerned during the cold season and the rain. But now we're also as concerned with the summer heat wave. That's why. So this program has already been in place and has been utilized.
So since it's been in place and utilized, has there been any lawsuits or anything, or has there been exposure to the state of California, or is that progressing right at this point where somebody else is?
In my time with Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, I am not familiar with any lawsuits against the state of California.
Oh, that's good. Good to know. Thank you. Sorry, I just
Very good question.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? The questions that I would have, number one, I thank you for what you're doing, because we have an issue that's there, and we all see it in the LA Times and San Francisco papers across the state of California. Are we having an outreach program to identify those veterans that might come there and work them into the VA system? Would you comment on that, please?
We have coordinated outreach efforts across the county of Los Angeles, which also includes coordination with the Veterans Affairs. And there's significant efforts and collaborative spirit between the homeless service providers, the county and city of Los Angeles, as well as the VA and veteran service organizations to ensure that homeless veterans are aware of services and resources available to them, with targeted resources specifically tailored and funded, streamlined for veterans to access. With one of the great successes, if we have any to point to in this year's homeless count, is that veteran homelessness remained flat in Los Angeles County.
The primary purpose is, I would hope, is for a transition, temporary housing, and then some transition into other services, whether they be medical, physical, whatever it might be. And I'm sure there's medical aid there as well, provided, yes?
The Armory programs that we've operated in the past are really, they serve a number of different functions, but one is to be that front door into a greater array of services, where persons might not normally seek access at other parts of the year. When it is cold enough or hot enough or wet enough, they'll then go and seek services, get assessed and triaged, and then get connected to whatever those resources and services are based on their needs. And so it's that first step, a crucial first step in getting connected to water.
Once again, member, thank you for bringing it forward.
Thank you.
I have a motion on the floor. Senator, thank you. Roll call, please. You have another question?
I respectfully ask for a vote, and thank you for the questions.
AB 761 do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove?
Aye.
Grove, aye. Hurtado? Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's 7-0. Do you want to open the roll for...
Yes, thank you very much.
Open the roll, please. Thank you very much.
AB 1376 do pass as amended, but first we refer to labor, public employment, and retirement. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's 7-0.
Okay.
All
that's
done.
It. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I think that concludes our meeting. Thank you.
I felt like it was a speed dating hearing.